oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good morning. Andalusia was given the all clear yesterday after a Chinese tourist with flu-like symptoms tested negative for the coronavirus. Fears were high yesterday morning as local newspapers reported that there was a suspected case in Granada. The negative result was confirmed by the National Centre for Microbiology in Madrid. The man, who was from Wuhan, had been on holiday in Spain with 17 other people when he presented with the symptoms. The remaining members of the group were kept in quarantine as a precautionary measure at their hotel, but have now been allowed to leave. An emergency plan was activated across regions on the Costa del Sol as heavy rains left multiple residents trapped inside their homes. The intense rainfall on Saturday morning impacted Malaga, Cartama, Coin and Alhorin de la Torre, leading to severe flooding as the Guadalhorce River overflowed. There were areas where the water had reached 1.5 metres deep, resulting in properties being engulfed with several suffering significant structural damage. Mayor Jorge Gallardo said there was between 25 and 30 people trapped on farmland, which is home to more than a dozen properties. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez spent Saturday morning with mayors from the Mar Menor, where he discussed the effects of Storm Gloria on each of their municipalities. Sanchez met the mayors at the San Javier Air Base. Following the meeting, the Prime Minister flew over the area per helicopter before leaving to visit the Castellón region, which had also been hit by the storm. But Sanchez came under fire for allegedly flying on a helicopter that was being used in a search and rescue operation in Mallorca. The Guardia Civil's aircraft had been in the air looking for a 34-year-old man who had disappeared during Storm Gloria on Thursday. Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido joined thousands of supporters at a demonstration in Madrid on Saturday after arriving in Spain on the last leg of a European tour. Speaking in a central square packed with supporters, Guaido emphasized the importance of international support in unseating the Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro. Prime Minister Sanchez did not meet Guaido, which angered right-wing opposition parties. Mr. Guaido defied a travel ban to seek support in Europe, where he has spoken at the European Parliament, attended the World Economic Forum in Davos, and met with leaders including Emmanuel Macron and Boris Johnson. And an Italian father and son have been arrested by the National Police in Benalmadena for allegedly being part of the so-called Buco gang. The fugitives escaped as Italian police rounded up members of the gang known for moving through the sewers and emerging armed and masked from manholes to commit their robberies. The gang got away with €800,000 worth of jewellery from a shop in Naples just last June. The arrested pair had been living in Benalmadena. Police seized fake IDs, mobile phones and cash during their arrest. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.